We begin our 68th season of broadcasting high school football tonight, and we'll be in Brownsburg to do so as the South Panthers and the Brownsburg Bulldogs for the second consecutive year will kick off our broadcast season. And joining me this year to do the games will be my good friend and partner from In the Zone, Dave Novak. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing great, man. It's Friday. Everybody's excited. Everybody's back for school. All the freshmen on Indiana's campus, they've got plenty to do, but all the high school kids should be excited. Friday night lights, and we will have all the action for you. It's a rematch of last year's opener, a very exciting game on the South side where South fell by just a couple points, missed an extra a two-point conversion late, but each year brings some different changes, as it does in college, as it does in high school. Same two teams, a little bit different for Brownsburg this year as Mr. Football is no longer there.
Yeah, when you lose the guy that's the best player in Indiana voted on, certainly that makes a big difference. They've got a senior quarterback, but not the college prospect that Hunter Johnson was, but I think they feel comfortable with the kid leading the offense, but it's definitely going to look a little bit different.
And part of that Brownsburg offense will also be different. The running back that racked up 130 yards against South last year, he's gone as well, so they'll have a fresh face in the backfield.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a young kid there. They've got a sophomore who ran the ball a little bit for them last year. But really, their offense last year was more about spreading it out, Hunter Johnson running it, but also throwing it a little bit. So it's going to look a little different, but they've got a couple wide receivers that are big-time playmakers. One of them's a junior, Bryce Kurtz. He is a national recruit. Indiana's recruiting him. He's a four-star kid. So they've got some talent out wide, and I'm sure they're going to try to get the ball to those guys wide.
And South fans will remember Kurtz last year catching an 85-yard touchdown pass. That was one of Hunter Johnson's biggest plays. But South's defense last year, Dave, that was about it. Once they got their feet underneath them, they figured it out. South went to Lawrence Central for a scrimmage last week to play another 6A team. How much do you think that's going to help them this week with the speed and physicality of Brownsburg?
Well, I'll tell you what, after the first quarter last year, like you mentioned, they settled in and really put a lot of pressure on Hunter Johnson and made him very uncomfortable. He was 14 of 33 last year, and that's not particularly efficient for a quarterback, especially when you're talking about the quarterback recruit that he was last year. He was a good player, but they put pressure on him. And last week in Lawrence Central, it took them a little while to get their feet under him also, but put a little bit of pressure on the Lawrence Central offense, and that's a really good Lawrence Central team this year. So they're not shocked by the 6A size and speed and that sort of thing. They do have some new players on that defense that are going to have to settle in a little bit, but they've got a lot of returners too, and I think most importantly for South, they've got some confidence on that defense, and maybe everybody's looking at them and saying, hey, you lost some key playmakers there, but the rest of that team that's coming back, they got a lot of confidence and maybe a little chip on their shoulder.
We know about South's offense, and we'll get to that in a minute. Let's stay on the defensive side of the ball. You mentioned the two major losses, three perhaps if you include Porter up front, but it starts at the linebacking core. Those were two really, really good football players. How does South replace them going into the 2017 season, or do they – replace is probably a bad word. Who fills in and takes over?
Well, there's a couple players that are going to fill in, but with Tommy Richardson and Sam Helm leaving, I mean, those are 3- and 4-year starters, huge playmakers, guys that were, Tommy Richardson's the heart of that team for a couple years. You can't just, flip a switch and have a new guy come in and replace that exact production. But his younger brother, Trent, is the third of the Richardson clan in line here. He's going to fill in at middle linebacker. And then they've got a kid, Chase Shields, who's a senior, and another senior, Tyler Schlegel, that are going to rotate a little bit at the other middle linebacker spot. It's completely unfair to ask those two kids to reproduce what Helm and Richardson last year did. But I think they're going to be good players. Coach Mo already points to Trent Richardson being one of the leaders on the defense as a junior. So they don't think they're going to have this huge step down on the defensive side. They think they're a fast defense. They think they're going to continue to put pressure on offenses like they always do in this scheme. And they don't look at it as a deficiency right now, just something to kind of get past pretty quick.
And some experience in the defensive backfield as well. That won't hurt either. But when we talk about the offensive backfield for Bloomington South, that's a known quantity, and South will have to score some points this year. Why? Keeps the pressure off their defense, and that shouldn't be an issue as well. Gavin Yeske, the returning quarterback in Season 3, Christian Paycheck is back for his third year of varsity football as well. That's a pretty good stable of products to have back there if you need to score some points.
record-setting kids. You know, Yeski's season last year was the second highest passing total in South history. It was the fifth highest touchdown total at 29. Christian Paycheck had the best rushing total in South history. And so you bring those guys back. Chris Bamba isn't going to play tonight, but coming back, he had one of the better receiving seasons in South history, along with Luke Jaeger, who's not returning, but two great seasons out wide. And in talking to Coach Mo, he's really excited about the other running back they've got, Maverick Keary, who's just a sophomore, a small guy, but he's a sprinter. And you know, this kid isn't going to he isn't going to replace Christian Paycheck, but he's going to spell him a little bit. And they're pretty excited to have two guys back there now too. So if it's possible to come off one of the best offensive seasons in South history and maybe even be better, this offense might even be better this year.
Dave Novak is joining me tonight. He's joining me right now as we'll get you ready for South and Brownsburg. Chalk Talk with Dave and Coach Mo at 6:30. We'll have the call for you at 7 o'clock on the west side, the west suburbs of Indianapolis. And what a difference a year makes. Last season, South limped into literally week one against Brownsburg. They had huge problems on their offensive line. Some unfortunate injuries in camp led to shuffling, led to players having to jump into situations. What's the strength of that offensive line this year? And that injury situation's gone.
Yeah, that's the big news there. They had some injuries in camp that really hurt them. So when they went into week one, they weren't quite sure what it was going to be like and what it was going to look like. And that went all the way into late into the season. Garrett Hickman is an Indiana State commitment as a senior. He is the right guard. He's 6'2", 275. He and Nate Taylor, a sophomore at right tackle, that's going to be the strength of your offensive line, a couple returning starters. But Hickman was hurt early, didn't play until very late in the season. They finally started that off, getting that offensive line in order late, and that's when you saw a real roll from that South offense late in the season. So that's going to be your strength starting up front. They've got good size and a couple other seniors there, and they are going to play seven kids ultimately on that offensive line. But you've heard me talk about this before. Offensive line being settled and knowing who's where and being consistent about it is so important to an offense. And for South this year, different than last year, it's going to be settled going into the season and ought to be a strength.
Dave Novak is joining us this morning as we talk a little preview on South football before our broadcast feature game tonight in Brownsburg. Chalk Talk at 6:30, the kick at 7 p.m. 2 years ago, it was the disappointment of Castle. Last year, you had the Castle revenge, then the disappointment of Columbus East in the semi-state. Obviously, South, with the returning offensive weapons they have, their goal set very high this year. Is this the next and final step, perhaps, in that three-act play?
I think it certainly has the possibility. It's hard to tell how good and how dominating, if you will, the defense is going to be. I think it needs to get some play there. It might have to end up outscoring people at the end of the day. The other thing here, too, of course, is the opponents. And if you look at 5A, and particularly their side of the draw before you even get up to the Lucas Oil Stadium for that state championship game, there's a lot of big names they've got to get through. So they're sectional. You would think they're the easy favorite there. But when you get into the regional, you start bringing in Columbus East, and you start bringing in Cathedral, and now Indianapolis Roncalli is in there, too. So you've got some big names that are going to hit pretty fast. This is a really good South team, and I think a confident team, and a team that can score points on just about anybody. If their defense can, you know, can give them some of the pressure on other offenses that we've seen in past years, then they've got every chance to end up at Lucas Oil at the end of the year.
All right, we'll do more on it tonight. We'll give you all the starters, everybody that's going on, a big preview, and obviously the broadcast. Tonight, 6:30, Chalk Talk with Dave and Coach Mo. We'll have the call for you at 7 p.m. Brownsburg, Rourke Field tonight as the South Panthers open up the 2017 season. Next week, we'll be right here in Bloomington. We'll move up to the north side, Dennis O. Martin Memorial Field, as Greenfield Central and North will tangle. North, speaking of Columbus East, North has a big test tonight. They will open up with the Olympians on the north side.
Yeah, it's a different season for North. You know, last year they took a pretty good beating from Columbus East, and their schedule matches last year's in that it's the same teams and it's the same tough teams to start off, and especially Columbus East. Columbus East has some graduation up front, so you know what that does to their running attack, you know, will remain to be seen.
Well, you don't have to worry about Harry Kreider mowing everybody down.
Yeah.
He's doing that over at 17th Street right now.
Exactly. And just looking at North themselves, you know, it's a tough start to the season, but This is a different North team. They were very young. They did not have some numbers out last year. There's some kids that are coming back this year. Out at practice, it looks like a different team. It's bigger up front on both sides of the ball. It's more physical looking. They've got more skill players, and some guys are going to go both ways and get time on both sides of the ball. But just one example, it was all juniors and even a couple of sophomores on their offensive line last year. This year they've got four senior starters, all of which are over 280 pounds. So it's going to look a lot different out there. Now, are they ready to go out and beat Columbus East, who's really, really good? I'm not sure I'm going there yet, but last year was 62-7 East. I don't think it's that kind of blowout this year. I think North can stay with some teams this year and be more physical and stay in some games.
North's backfield all set, returning from last year?
It is. There's going to be a lot of names that you see, both at wide receiver, but in particular at the running back spot. They've got a kind of a handful of skill players, about 5, 6, 7 guys that are going to see time in the defensive backfield. They're going to see time at wide receiver or tailback or fullback. Guys are going to rotate around a little bit and see, you're going to see some different faces. So I think they're going to use those guys and not necessarily rely on this guy's your running back. He's going to get 25 carries so much, but you're going to see him a little bit of corner. You're going to see him at linebacker. You're going to see him at tailback. Get a lot of guys involved. And I think that's the way that North's got to go this year. They don't have any one guy that you say, this person has to be great. They've got a number of guys they can get the ball to and see who can make some plays.
Edgewood has a brand new coach, but not a brand new member of their program, as Brian Rosenberg has been involved with Mustang football for some time. They'll host Mitchell tonight, and obviously they're looking to improve on their record from last year as well.
Yeah, they had a tough year last year. The numbers were down a bit. This year, it remains to be seen what Brian Rosenberg is going to get out of these kids. It sounds like they're all excited. It sounds like he's got some numbers back up there. He does have a starting guard who was committed to Howard and Ryan Stuffel. So they've got a couple players here and there. But
he was their defensive coordinator, is that right?
That's correct.
So it's a familiar face.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows the kids. He knows the kids at the school. So much starts with getting kids out to play, and it sounds like he's got that, and he's got some excitement going on. But, at the end of last season, we hear they had less than 20 kids working out in the off season. Well, the old adage is you make a football team in the off season, and it didn't, when he wasn't there, it wasn't really starting on its own. So this year, it's getting the program in place, how you want the kids to do things, getting their expectations in line with your expectations. I don't know how successful they're going to be this season, coming off of last season, but you got to get into your off season and get that established, and that'll have to be after this season. Right now, it's getting things established.
Gotcha. Great update, my friend. We'll see you tonight, 6:30, Chalk Talk with Dave and Coach Mo Moriarty. We'll have the call for you at 7 p.m. The West Suburbs, Brownsburg, 6A versus Class 5A's number 3 Bloomington South Panthers. Edgewood will join our broadcast schedule in week 3 as they will host Cloverdale. You can see our whole broadcast schedule at WGCLradio.com. See you in a bit.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, thanks, buddy. Dave Novak joining me tonight on the broadcast of South and Brownsburg.